AircheckDownloads.com.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. That's how this started, do you remember? Back in the old days, we used to do a little sing-song.
No, don't. No one likes singing.
Good morning.
It's gone out of fashion, singing.
No, you have some hatred of singing on the radio. I don't know.
No, hatred of bad singing.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You're entitled to yours, you're a jury of one. Which would not give conclusive proof in a court of law.
Well, you say that.
No, I do.
I'm quite happy to go to court over your singing.
I'm sure you would. So welcome anyway to Tuesday the 26th of March 2013.
I'm quite excited. I'm quite excited because it's nice outside. I woke up this morning, went outside, light today. And I think it probably the first time I felt it's actually been light at 6 o'clock. Cold, but light. Nice.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. That just... No, I think I like it.
Okay.
The only thing I don't like about it is people can see me stealing the milk.
Oh, do you do that still?
Well, I've got to earn a living somehow. So, yeah. And occasionally when I sleep in that skip, you know, it's more noticeable when I get back out of it.
That's fine. And, of course, shortest week of the year... This month. 4-day week. It's Wednesday to me now.
Let's run that passage again. Shortest
day of the week. Of the week this month. Year. Month.
Right, okay.
I wanted to say it's the shortest week of the year, but then I suddenly remembered there was something going on in January that has passed me by.
Is there a spare Richard Johnson today? This one's broken.
I am broken. All you need to do is you need to turn me on and turn me off again.
I'm not turning you on.
Do that.
Don't talk about that. So today it's going to be another fun-packed entertainment fest of comical chat, interesting features, and all sorts of mistakes.
I've got terrific news. I've got umbrella news this morning coming up. I've got the 8-year-old boy who's got married to a 61-year-old woman. Stop me when you get something you like. Everything going on in Cyprus, and doctors, it's okay to go out with your patients now.
And if that's not an advert to listen to Steve Lefevre on Radio Bristol, I don't know what is. Good morning. All right. You are listening to Jack FM in Bristol. Hello, good morning. It's Downsy, Alice and Richard. And will you look at the time already?
Jack FM Travel with Cash for Cars. The easy and hassle-free way to sell your car.
It's exactly 6:30, and with latest on the roads, here's Alice Crocker.
First check on the roads this morning, and there's not a lot happening, as you can imagine, at this time of day. If you do spot anything else, you can give me a call on Bristol 934 1767.
On 106.5 FM online and on digital, the latest news headlines and sport now with Adam Barber at 6:30.
Nearly 2 months on since a couple were knocked off of their tandem bike and killed in Hannam. That's the latest. There's more news online at jackbristol.com.
And as always, we kick off after 6:30 with a morning survey. And today's morning survey is this. 67% of people that have what never use it.
Two-thirds of people who have something
Is sat-nav?
No, it's not sat-nav, no.
Is it some kind of an appliance?
No.
Is it attached to their body?
No.
67% of people who have this. I was going to say like a foot spa or a Breville toaster.
Brevilles are so unhealthy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is it an item in one's home, though?
No. And why did you have to put the butter on the outside of a Breville?
So it wouldn't stick.
Oh, yeah. Could never get used to that. Made a terrible mess of my kitchen side.
It was non-stick, anyway.
Yeah, but you still had to do it. A guaranteed lard.
Anyway. 67% of people that have what never use it.
Do you have one of these?
I'm about to, yeah.
Will you use it?
From the 1st of April I get one, and will I use it? I hope so. I've had them before, and I've been a bit come-see, come-sour about it, but now hopefully I'm going to use it.
Holiday allowance?
No.
I've had one before.
I've had one before. It's usually better if I go with someone else.
Freebie.
Have I got one?
No.
Croc's got one.
I don't think you've certainly had them before as well. But I don't know if you have one at the moment.
Is it Wellington Boots?
No.
Is it Grommets?
No.
I had one before, but I don't have one now. Is it a branded umbrella?
Is it an eye patch?
No, I'm gonna have to put the clock on it in a minute.
An eye bath? Is it anything to do with the eye? Is it a monocle?
No.
It's a telescope.
No.
Oh, he's getting one.
Is it a calligraphy pen?
No.
A holiday.
The one I'm going to is like almost next door.
Park.
What?
A park. Almost next door.
Oh, gym membership.
Oh, stop the clock. He's a winner.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, 67% of people that have a gym membership don't use it. Maybe.
I'm like, it's how much? £70. How about I pay you £40 a month and promise never to come?
Yeah, do a deal. Nice. 6:34, you're listening to Jack, and we're doing Fakers next. You are listening to Jack FM in Bristol. Hello, good morning. It's Downsy Alistair Richard here. Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2013. Another very cold day. Some bright spells this morning, 3 degrees of high. Live music at the Tunnels and the Fleece. Richard III at the Tobacco Factory. And Money, the game show, at the Brewery Theatre. But first, welcome to Tuesday Morning Fakers.
And my Fakers this morning is about something in France. Most famous thing from France, which of course is...
Eiffel Tower.
Yes, it is. Built by Gustave Eiffel. It's 320 metres high, weighs over 7,000 tonnes. It was built for the World Fair. And when it was built, it was the tallest building in the world. It celebrates its 124th birthday on Sunday. It has over 1,665 steps, depending on which side you are on. My fact or faker this morning is that it's actually 6 inches taller in the summer.
Enchanté. So, the Eiffel Tower is 6 inches taller in the summer.
Metal expands when it gets hot. Concorde had to have special carpet, didn't it? So that when it got longer, the carpet didn't just, like, snap.
Exactly.
So things hot get bigger.
Yeah, I know it to be true. The suspension bridge can... rise and fall by up to sort of, I think it's 3 or 4 inches on a hot summer's day.
Remind us how tall the Eiffel Tower is, again.
It is 320 metres high.
320 metres. And what are you saying it expands by?
6 inches.
Oh, you see, you're mixing...
Metric imperial, and imperial.
Yeah, that's really difficult.
What you do the math. You're good at math.
Right, 15 centimetres is 6 inches.
I think it'd be more than that. You can't do this thing where, oh, no, it was 12 inches. You can't.
No, I know that. I know that.
So it's either true or not, yeah?
It's either true or falsch. Richtig oder falsch.
Right. That's German, isn't it?
Yes.
Aren't we in France at the moment?
Yes. I couldn't remember it. What is it in French?
Vrai is true.
And false is false.
Yeah.
Okay. Give it us again.
The Eiffel Tower is 6 inches taller in the summer.
Okay, fact or fake, we'll find out next.
That Morning Thing, powered by The Post. Play Roads to Riches Bingo all this week.
So, with Sky Plus...
It's 17 minutes to 7 now.
We've got reports of obstruction on the road in Pilning, the A4037 road, just around Northwick Road. But that's the only problem we've got reported so far this morning. If you do spot anything else, have an update for me on that. It's Bristol 934 1767.
Thank you so much. Another very cold day today. Some bright spells this morning. 3 degrees, you're high. We are playing Fakers this morning, too.
And my fact or faker this morning is that the Eiffel Tower is in fact 6 inches taller in the summer.
You are listening to Jack FM in Bristol. Hello, good morning. It's Downsy, Alice and Richard. Thank you very much for your company this morning. A woman will appear in court in Bristol this morning, charged with perverting the course of justice after the death of a couple in Hannam earlier this year. £10 million could be coming to Bristol to help organisations working with homeless people, and staff at the Southwestern Ambulance Service have been given universal praise from patients in an independent inspection. That's a nice word, isn't it? Universal praise. I'd like, is that just sort of generic praise that you can just applies to anyone?
No, that's everybody praising it.
Right. Well, could we have some? I'm quite happy to receive universal praise.
Can I give you an absolute promise?
Yes.
You will never hear the words "that morning thing" and "universal praise" in the same sentence. Apart from that one, I just...
Yeah, you just did it there. 13 minutes to 7. Thank you so much for having us on. Road to Riches Bingo a little bit later on. We're back to £100 after a winner yesterday. We'll hear all about that a little bit later on. And after 7.30, with it being a Tuesday, we're playing our guessing game, WTF. But first of all, we are halfway through Tuesday's Fakers.
And today's Faker is about the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower is 6 inches taller in the summer than it is in the winter.
I think... Well, I mean, we know iron expands and contracts.
Yeah, what's it made of? Iron? Steel?
Yes, iron.
It sounds like a lot. It would be a lot if it was your... if it was the floor of your bedroom went up and down by that much. But if it's 300 metres high, it's like 1/2000th or something.
Does it make this noise?
When at it does all it? Times,
yeah.
Yes.
As long as it does, that's fine.
And maybe it's 6 inches smaller in winter rather than 6 inches bigger in summer. Maybe that's the actual height. Winter? Summer? I think it's true. I think it's a fact. It's not that much.
Okay, we'll go with fact.
Fact. Locking it in.
I can tell you this morning that it is a fact.
Spit behind the eight ball with that.
Well done. It's a fact.
So, there's satellite delay on that. Yeah, it's a fact.
Fact. Fact.
Thank you so much. It's 11 minutes to 6 now. You're listening to Jack FM in Bristol. Another very cold day. Some bright and sunny spells. 3 degrees your high. Jack FM in Bristol, hello, good morning, it's Downsy Alison Richard here, thank you very much for your company this morning. Sun rose this morning at 6:01, it'll set again tonight, get that tea, at 6:31, and the high tide in Bristol is at 6:48, it's a 12.8 metre tide.
Blimey, or not blimey.
I prefer a 14, but a 12 is okay, better than a 9 anyway.
Obviously.
Anybody else want any more tide news?
No thanks, I'm full.
Yeah.
Here's Prince, and it's 7 minutes to 7. You are listening to Jack FM in Bristol, still to come in the next hour then. After 7 o'clock, it's our guessing game. It's called WTF, and it has a theme today, which is...
Easter.
Well, apart from eggs and rabbits, I'm not sure. Good luck with that.
It's not going to be easy.
Okay. All after a news update with Adam Barber next.
That morning thing, powered by the Post. Play Roads to Riches Bingo all this week.
Ahoy there, me hearties.
Helping you take the next step.
On 106.5 FM, online and on digital in Bristol, this is Jack FM.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Adam Barber.
Aircheckdownloads.com.